Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we come to you before your word to learn from you more about you and your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray that you will open your word to us today through your Holy Spirit and teach us that which you would have us to know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's lesson is called Jonah's Prayer in the Fish's Belly. It comes from Jonah chapter 2 and verse 1. Jonah was reluctantly cast into the sea by the mariners aboard the ship traveling to Joppa. As soon as he was, the sea calmed, and the mariners sacrificed and made vows unto the Lord. Jonah bobbed in the water for a little time until a great fish prepared by the Lord swallowed him. And in chapter 2 and verse 1 of this prophecy, we see how Jonah prayed unto the Lord while he was within the fish. We read, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly." The verse begins, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God." The writer began with the words, "Then Jonah," whose name means dove, "prayed," which means intervened, interposed, mediated and interceded unto the Lord or to Jehovah or Jehovah, who is the existing one and the proper name for the one true God. When Jonah found himself inside the great fish, he turned his voice back to the Lord who had prepared the fish for him. The verse goes on to say, "out of the fish's belly." The writer continued, "out of the fishes," which means the great fish which swallowed Jonah's belly, or internal organs, inward parts, bowels, intestine, or digestive organs. Jonah was actually inside the digestive system of the great fish when he called upon the Lord in prayer. When we think through the words in this verse, we can imagine how intense Jonah's situation must have been. When we think that it took being swallowed up by a great fish and residing within it for 3 days and three nights to attain Jonah's attention, we may think him to be extremely stubborn or hard-headed. However, what great fish has to swallow some people, and how long do they have to linger inside it before they call upon the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, his Son? Perhaps there are those who are hearing this who can relate to Jonah, and they feel they are currently within a great fish of some type. If so, the shortest path back to a relationship with Jesus is to call upon him within the digestive system in which they reside. May the Lord use Jonah as a marvelous example of how he is ready to hear the prayers of those who have been swallowed up and remain in horrific circumstances because they have been contrary to him. Next time we see Jonah cry unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name, amen.